that the direction in which your money might be headed?
It looks like so. Moderna is the third company to announce, and remember, Johnson and Johnson's also got one. So it seems like there's going to be lots of people with access to a vaccine. I don't know how you inoculate 7 billion people, but certainly the response to this has been phenomenal. I mean, the healthcare response has been phenomenal this year. I mean, I was really impressed with it. I think we are going to see risk on trade. I think we're going to see risk on in emerging markets. I think the rand was probably the most battered currency, and I think in the short term, you're definitely going to see some sort of strength in the rand. So I'm going for the rand. I think we're going to see maybe below 15 rand before the end of the year.
Okay, yeah. And Investec, sorry, not Investec, 91, the old Investec Asset Management has actually made that call too. So there's
I'm in good company.
you're in good company, or they're in good company, shall we say. Okay, so the round for you, Nesson. Derek, what would you be looking at this evening?
I think quite interesting comments made by Nesson. I mean, obviously sitting on a very strong rand at the moment, and I feel like there's a bit of a, let's call it a knee-jerk reaction, as the vaccine announcement was quite sudden and quite sharp, which caused this big shift in markets from a global perspective, a little bit away from tech into these fundamental plays, and obviously talked to a bit of buoyancy in terms of emerging market currencies. Personally, although you could probably see a bit of a stronger rand, I'm certainly using it as an opportunity to further hard currency dollarize and not necessarily just sit in the dollar. I'm looking at multiple currencies, whether it be the euro or the pound at this point, and obviously positioning accordingly. And I think that there's a lot of there's a good strong argument for how China comes out of the current situation that they're in at the moment from a macroeconomic perspective. So certainly keeping my eye on a few stocks there at the moment, and it does talk to my stock pick tonight being Alibaba. Obviously come back in the short term as we've had these Chinese antitrust regulations kind of weigh on the price in the short term, as well as the Ant listing kind of being pulled, also putting a bit of negative sentiment on the share price. But at about 260, I think it's starting to look interesting, and I'm still very supportive of the fundamental backdrop of an Alibaba. And then again, just looking for other opportunities within that emerging market space at this point.
Okay. Well, maybe also, on the rand trade, you should chat, because you seem to be on either side of the double. Ness and Derek, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to see you both looking well. Ness and I is from Sasfin Securities. Derek Jansen van Rensburg from Anchor, and Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.
Yes.